Ek sê nou vir hulle lyk varser as toe ek hulle die laaste keer gesien het op die prysuitdeling video. En toe sê Steven, ja, maar so 'n bietjie gewig verloor. Baie gewig verloor.
ek het myself op 'n ander skaal geweeg en ek het dieselfde geweeg, maar al my spanmaats het so 4 kilos verloor.
Wat? Ek moes dit gaan doen het.
ons het al baie hierdie week dit gehoor. Almal wil gaan net vir die gewigverlies program.
Maar dit lyk makliker as wat dit is. Dit is, en miskien moet julle net vir ons vertel, wat het dit als behels? Miskien Megan, of Harry.
Ok, so dit is een expedition lengte reis, so dit is een 500 kilo reis wat oor tussen 5 en 7 dae vat. So jy kry een kaart, een topographical map, en jy het jou eie kampus, en jy moet dan navigate van punt tot punt. Dit behels, hierdie reis specifiek was op voet, die eerste leg was eindelijk een donkey leg, een ceremonial leg, wat so 4 kilo's was, wat nogals entertaining was, en dan ons so 70 kilo's op voet, 220 kilo bergfiets.
En dis so 220 kilometer is ver hoor.
Dit was baie op en af ook, dit was amper 7000 meters een klim.
Net op die fiets.
En 50 kilo's weer in die berge, en dan 'n 50 kilo paddle op Katsi, en dan 'n laaste 50 kilo op voet.
Dis mooi by die Katsi dam nie.
Ja, baie mooi.
Die bergkoning, Lesotho is maar net, dit is amazing.
Ja. Dat is een rede hoekom met die bergkoning kyk is, want daar is, dit is, jy dink dis oor die berge gaan het plat wees, dit is net een, en die volgende,
ja.
dit is mal.
Ek wil net gauw terugkom na die bergfiets toe, ek het op een stadium het ek iemand gehoor sê, wat as jy een bergfiets rij, en dan in jy rij op die teerpad, is 1 kilometer op die teerpad, is gelijkstaande aan 4 kilometer in die veld, met die bergfiets. As dit kom by werkverrichting en endurance, en die type dinge, ek meen, het is baie makkeliker om op die teerpad te rij, as om in Lesotho, in die berg te gaan fiets rij.
Ja, ek denk is die teenoorgestelde, ek denk elke 4 op die pad is 1 op die grondpad.
You can add about, it's probably about 30 to 40% harder on a mountain bike than on a road bike.
Mm-hmm. En natuurlijk ook dan die fietser breek en jy kryp op wiele en die. Megan, wat was vir jou die lekkerste van hierdie hele expeditie?
Definitief die hardloop gedeelte. En dan om al die plekke te sien, die villages is ongelooflik mooi, die views is mooi. En dan die hele spanwerk, dit is iets anders.
Ja, toe jy praat oor die kompasse, dit is anders om 'n kaart te kry en 'n kompas en jy is in 'n vreemde land. Jy het nog nie dit gedoen nie. En nou moet jy jou weg vind. En ek het gesien op die WhatsApp groep, partykeer kan ons julle nie volg nie, want dan is die sy nie lekker nie, die satelliete werk nie, en dit kan nie opgedateer word nie. Maar, Vian kan nie hier wees nie, because he's the only member that doesn't live in Mpumalanga. Where is he from?
He is from the Lowveld originally, but he's moved to Middelburg.
Okay, he's in Middelburg.
Yeah.
How did you guys... Vian, he started doing this adventure race in 2018. How did you guys got into this?
I think originally we did a race in Rodrigues, which was also an expedition length race, the island of Rodrigues north of Mauritius. And myself and Jurgens Hannekom and John Carter and Vian were in a team together. At the same time, Stephen was, he heard about the race and was also very keen. And one of the other teams had an injury. And we quickly got hold of Stephen and said he must get in. And so he did the race in Rodrigues as well. And that's also where Stephen and I started doing the races together. So Vian started with us originally, and then Stephen joined. And then John Carter had a bit of an injury before this expedition. And after having a bit of COVID, wasn't quite up to where he should have been. And he decided to rest. And that's when we pulled in our super weapon, Megan.
But Megan, it's also your first time. And then the team must be mixed to compete in this condition.
Yes.
Normally there's 3 guys and 1 girl.
Yes, it must be a mixed team to compete. Yeah.
Okay.
To qualify for the Adventure Racing World Series rankings, you have to, official team is 3 guys, 1 girl. You can have more than 1 girl. but
okay, but that's the entry level. So you can have more. Your team can be bigger.
You can race four guys or two guys or whatever the case is. You just don't qualify to on the world ranking.
To compete, the team must also start and finish together. In fact, all four of you must stay together throughout the race. And what happened when Harry injured his wrist and his ankle and he couldn't continue?
Well, yeah, me and Megan were about a K further up the road and had some locals whistling and screaming and Vian coming limping up the road because he also had some ITB issues. And Vian shouting, Harry het geval, kom, dis erg, vanaf. So we made our way back down as quick as we can and found Harry in a 3-meter ditch, like a sort of washout
on
the side of the road. And he was lying there, bike on top of him. Yeah, I thought his leg was broken. So then it's a case of trying to get him, evacuating him out. And with adventure racing and, like, you know, Lesotho, there's no easy evacuation. So they say, get yourself out, try every means possible, and then you can push your SOS button, which is on your GPS. But even that, the quickest rescue is maybe 6, 7, 8 hours. So it's a self-help scenario.
Let's talk about the practical challenges of this race. You sometimes sleep rough. Once there was on the clinic floor, the other next to the road, and once tried to sleep in a freezing tent. So, and it's winter time. And I know that in Semonkong, it's one of the points in South Africa, or in Africa, Southern Africa. Semonkong kry die meeste sneeuval per maand, per jaar, maande per jaar. En dis koud daar, dis jy is hoog in die berg.
Ja.
En hoe het jy geslaap gekry? Maar, how did you prepare? You were warned before time, listen, warm clothes, carry, you need to pack light, but the best stuff.
Mm.
How do you choose? How do you decide on
what? The key with this racing is you have to have the right gear. Lightweight, but right gear is key. And then the next thing to not get cold is to keep moving. So the minute you stop, you freeze. That's why compulsory gear was a tent, had to be with you at any given time, and then a bivy bag or a sleeping bag. En ja, ons het eers gegaan vir 40 ure voor ons geslaap het. So we went through the first night into the next day. And so you decide, as the team demands it, you sort of take an hour here there. But in the 6 days, 5 nights, we slept for 12 hours.
Phew. Yeah. Yes, you had to carry everything with you except for the transition boxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And no liquid.
No liquid in the transition box. So you can't put in Cokes or milkshakes, all those nice little things, because ultimately they need to be transported by the race organizers, and they're moving boxes again and again. So I think that's the main reason. But, yeah, so you have to carry your own food. Because this race had longer legs, we were carrying 24 to 36 hours of food and liquids, obviously filling up in rivers, mountain streams, which were safe.
Well, that was my next question.
We carry little drops with which you can add to the water to sterilize it. But you see very quickly which rivers are absolute just mountain rivers, no community.
The sweetest water in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing, that water. You can drink it like all that.
Yeah.
And then you'll have like powders, which you'll like energy powders, which you'll mix with the water so that you can get your liquids in that way. Yeah.
And then hot showers?
river swims, maybe.
River swims. Now, who is the Slowfelders team main navigator? Who was Bartolomeas Diaz in this team?
originally, I started when I was still part of the race. I started off, and then once, luckily, Stephen and I were both navigating. We had two sets of maps, so we were both navigating the same time. He was checking up me, I was checking up him, and we're just checking that we were where we needed to be. And it got to the point, and so by the time I fell out, Stephen was he knew exactly where we were going, where we had been, so it was quite an easy transition, I think, for him to just pick up and continue, because we'd been both watching the maps at all times.
I don't think there's, besides all the tourist places in the Lesotho, there's no other way of exploring the nature of a country by doing Expedition Africa.
Yeah, it was definitely the best way to explore a country.
Wat was die breathtaking moment vir jou, Megan? Wat jy iets gesien het daar? Okay, alles is mooi.
Alles is
maar
mooi,
moes iets gewees het wat vir jou die wow factor was.
There was one morning, I can't remember which morning it was, when we slept in the ditch.
That was a day...
One of those?
That was day six, actually.
It was day six.
Yeah, morning of day six, yeah.
Yeah. On day six, we decided it was like 4 or 5 in the morning. We decided to just sleep in the ditch. And then I woke up and I just had a look at everything. And it was just beautiful everywhere. There was the most beautiful views and...
Frost.
It was frost, yeah. And the three of us just started walking down the road, slowly making our way back to hopefully the end of the race. That was probably one of the nicest moments. It was just peaceful. It was quiet. It was beautiful. We just slept in a ditch for the first time.
And also those sheep goats.
Yes.
Coming over with the blue scars. They've got these white, very woolly goats that are... Funny looking. They're quite entertaining.
You decided that tomorrow night I'm going to sleep next to one of those because they're nice and warm.
There were people that slept in all the locals' little huts. A lot of the huts we assume the goats and cows actually sleep. A lot of people hunkered down in there, and it was apparently very warm. So that was a reality.
Talking about the local people, friendly people.
Yes, they are.
Friendly.
I must say, I haven't been to a country. The next closest is probably Botswana. But those Lesotho people are so friendly and accommodating and min gepla met niks nie. They're sustainable.
Yeah.
They've got nothing.
Ja, die Basotho mense is rustige mense.
Ja.
Hulle verstaan jou nie eens nie, maar hy sal met jou praat.
Hy sal met jou praat.
Can you help? Where are you going to? Where are you coming from? What do you need? Can I have a sweet? En hulle gaan half jou water, hulle praat lang stories, hulle weet jy verstaan nie, maar hulle sal aanhou, en hulle gaan enige help wat hulle kan gee, sal hulle vir jou gee.
And then at some stage I saw you guys took some selfies with a lot of school kids.
Yes.
En wat opvallend was, was die uniforms van die kinders, wat so blauw was nie, netjies dit was.
Ja. Yeah.
En almal is net vriendelik. Almal wil net...
En dis tussen niks en ergens.
Ja.
Hulle sê, the race organizers said, halfte van hulle villages wat ons deur was, baie van hulle mense het nie eens 'n wit mens in hulle lewe gesien.
Ja.
Sien jy?
Ja. En hulle is daar in die middel van die berge met hulle uniforms, trots.
Neat, clean.
Neat, helpful, friendly. Ja.
En jy het veilig gevoel die hele tyd.
The whole time.
Hele tyd.
Ja. There was, you with your backpack, there's stuff all everywhere in your backpack, and there were just kids everywhere. And not once did you feel like something would go missing or...
We actually, at the opening, we got welcomed by the Queen of Lesotho.
Yeah.
And she spoke and she said that she'll say it now anyways, but we're going to quickly realize how amazing the Basotho people are and how we'll feel safe. And and it was exactly the case. I mean, I don't think she could get bush telegrams out there that quickly, but the people were really great.
And then I saw at the end, right at the end, you had a taste of the Maluti beer. And you got your blanket and you got your straw hat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's moose.
Yeah.
Par Malutis. The beauty of the Maluti.
Yes.
The beauty of the Maluti. One question. How do you prepare mentally to do... This is more than an adventure. This is a quest. How do you prepare mentally for that? Because you've done something before, which is really tough. But you knew beforehand that this one is going to be different. How do you prepare mentally for it?
Yeah.
I think it's maybe just a natural progression of training. And every time you do one race, that's harder than the next. So you set your sights a bit higher. I mean, Megan is a top trail runner. Harry's super fit. We've all been training, so we're choosing the next thing and everything. You've sort of, you're not just jumping straight into the unknown, like climbing Everest. Before you climb Everest, you have to go and climb a couple of 5,000 meters, 6,000 meters. So
prior to this, how long did you actually practice for this event?
So we've been training. The race was originally going to be in 2020. So since 2020, we were training, got to a point, and then it was postponed till 2021. So we thought, okay, great, we'll train to that. And then we built up towards that. And then the beginning of 2021, they said that's postponed again. So the gaps were always too short to actually stop training. And we just picked other races, other shorter races, trail run, mountain biking, different races, and we slowly built up. But we've invariably been training for 3 years for this race. Right.
Yeah. And was it what you expected? Was it more? Was it tougher than what you expected?
The bike was definitely tougher than what I expected. It was a lot of hiker bike.
Was it at any time that you decided, no, I can't do this anymore?
No, never.
Not once?
No.
Because of the teamwork as well. Mm. You guys, this was in the army, your buddies, it's your buddies, and we're going to finish strong, we're going to finish this all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn that from maybe the first 120 kilometer, 24 hour adventure race you do. There's somewhere in that 24 hour period that you would have wanted to quit with your first race. And as you've gone on, well, my feeling is that there's no quitting. Harry had the only option of quitting, and that was injuring yourself past the point of being able to continue.
Mm.
But besides that, if you're tired, then have a sloppy, you know, maar dan gaan ons aan. As jy badkamer toe moet gaan, but there's no quitting. Stay focused.
Yeah.
Ek gesels met Harry, Steven en Megan oor die team Slowvelders wat nou so lekker en het op hulle Facebook blaai, het op Facebook oorals gesien oor die Expedition Africa 2022. So, what's next, team? I know there's a smaller one coming up in Mpumalanga now.
Yeah, there's a kleinkie now in Bakkerstroom in May.
Ook mooi wereld ook.
Yeah.
So that's interessant wees. But that's a 24-hour challenge.
Yeah, and then another one in June in Mpumalanga.
So jylle bly bezig. So ons gaan jylle lekker volg nog.
Ja, hy staat met 42 uur een in Graskop area, so hy gaan bykie langer wees.
Ja.
And then each year there's an African challenge, so that'll be another expedition length one next year in Rumazar in South Africa.
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe down in St. Francis area, but we'll see. And then the year after is Namibia. So let's
see. Namibia's a good one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lekker one. Very excited. Ek en die sand.
Yeah.
So, last question. How many teams were present with this expedition? And are they from abroad? It's an international event?
Yeah, so it's a full international event. I mean, our first race with Rodrigues, we had Swedish special forces, Russian forces, guys from the army, the
English.
How
did they do?
No, well...
Welcome to Africa.
Yeah. So what I was saying, also with this race, we had the Estonians that won. There were two Estonian teams. And so there's Russian, there's Americans, there's English, there's Oaks that are coming. In fact, I think 70% of the team are foreigners.
Yeah.
And they're not coming here to play around. They're coming here to race. So they, to be honest, on a slightly different level than us, but that's their job. They just race.